Good day to all who are listening today. I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, your Mars Hill pastor for the day, and I'm very glad that you're all listening today. I wish to share with you 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 11 through 12. We constantly pray for you that our God may count you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That is the word of the Lord. I wonder how many pastors really pray and how many elders really pray or deacons really pray for their church members and their church family. So I think it's appropriate that I say a prayer for all who are listening today. So let me do that. Heavenly Father, we praise you for your glory and for your presence within us all as we minister in your name. We ask that you would consider all of us and those who are listening to this worthy of your salvation and forgiveness as we faithfully seek your blessings and favor upon us. Heavenly Father, may you fulfill within each one of us who are faithful the calling you have upon us so that we may fulfill your purposes within your ministry and mission you have given us. May our actions and our efforts reveal our faith in you and bring you glory. We pray for you to extend to us your grace, your mercy, and love as we seek the glory of Christ with what we say and with what we do. I ask for your protection from all opposing forces that have a way to work against our calling upon our lives. Give us wisdom as we serve you by encouraging others to be faithful. I pray, Lord, that you keep us healthy, knowledgeable, and strong as we serve in your name. Bless your church. Bless your church ministry and mission and all who take their position in your church seriously. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to share that prayer is our greatest weapon against all evil. And I pray that this prayer richly blessed you. Thank you for your faith. Thank you for your fervor. Thank you for your zeal in serving the Lord. Let us now be strong together. Let us work hard in encouraging the church ministry and mission. I will close with a verse found in Galatians 6, verses 9 and 10. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Let's take our faith seriously and let God have the glory. God bless you for listening. Again, this is Pastor Dan Maxfield at the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, your pastor for the day.